Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. It used to be so simple, with buttons and dials and slider bars to adjust all your appliances. Recently, as you probably know, all those useful controls have been replaced by flat touch screens. And if you can't see the touch screen clearly, you have a problem. Well, rest assured, there are people out there who are working on that problem. Here's an article from Access World magazine, which is published by the American Foundation for the Blind. The headline reads, "New Developments in Appliance Access." The subheadline reads, "Viz Lens and Halos, Making Touchscreen Appliances and Other Devices More Blind-Friendly." The article was written by Bill Holton. Here at Access World, we have published an ongoing series of articles focused on emerging research and breakthrough technologies to help prevent blindness and restore lost vision. This article describes an emerging solution to a growing accessibility issue: the increasing prevalence of terminals, kiosks, vending machines, and other interactive objects that use touchscreen interfaces that are inaccessible to people with visual impairments. This article also introduces a brand new low-tech solution available right now that can help you better label and navigate those touch controls on your microwave, your oven, your dishwasher, and other home appliances. The first topic is Viz Lens. It's spelled as all one word, capital V-I-Z, capital L-E-N-S, Viz Lens. If you have used an iPhone for any length of time, you likely have experience with an app that was called VizWiz, V-I-Z-W-I-Z. Well, VizWiz was developed by a group called from the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York, where this program originates from. The group is called ROC-HCI Group at the University of Rochester. And this was developed with the help of Google and the National Science Foundation. With VizWiz, you could take a photo and send it along with a question to a contact, Facebook friend, or a Twitter user, or even an Amazon Mechanical Turk worker who would return an answer. Unfortunately, if you tried using VizWiz lately, you would doubtless notice that there's a decided lack of response. A quote, "VizWiz was produced as a research project," says Jeffrey Bingham, one of VizWiz's lead developers. And then he continues by saying, "Once other people took the ideas and produced other free and commercial options, it became time to let it lapse." Jeff Bingham's dedication to accessibility has not flagged, however. He is now an associate professor at the Carnegie Mellon University Human-Computer Interaction Institute, where one of his PhD students, Anhong Guo, G-U-O, expressed an interest in using computer vision to assist people with visual impairments. Bingham became a project advisor to Guo as the student began looking for ways to make non-voicing touch interfaces more accessible. Today, they have a working prototype, and they've called it Viz Lens. That's V-I-Z, capital L-E-N-S. The Viz Lens user begins by taking an iPhone photo of a touch interface and giving it a name, such as home microwave or office vending machine. Then the user uploads the photo to the service, to the Viz Lens service, where the image is crowdsourced for text labeling of each of the interface controls, along with its accompanying position. The image is then sent to a server, where it will be stored for access whenever the user wants to operate the device. The user receives a text map of the touch panel, which can be explored using VoiceOver touch and swipe navigation. Let's say your dishwasher has a single row of touch controls. You would now know that the extreme right button is start, and the one to its immediate left is rinse and hold, and so on and so forth. You could also snap a picture of your new TV remote and then use the resulting map to familiarize yourself with the various controls. But wait, as they say on TV infomercials, there's more. After a touch-controlled appliance or other device has been mapped, the user can open the VizLens app, activate the named item, and then hold the phone with one hand with the camera aimed at the controls, and then hover a finger from the other hand over the touchpad. The app announces button by button which control your finger is pointing at. A second mode allows the user to tap the control they wish to use, at which point the app guides your finger toward the correct position. They can use either beeps or actually the spoken word saying go left, right, up, or down, instructions like that to get you to the right button. A quote from Guo, the student, "This works well for touch panels with a single layer of controls, but there are many touch interfaces, such as the ones on our office coffee pot and the copying machine, that offer dynamic displays using mode buttons, M-O-D-E, mode buttons, that change the entire layout every time you press the mode button." The solution the VizLens team has developed involves a one-time series of photographs, one for each mode. And then a quote, "At this point, the app could identify which mode the device is in and then offer navigation for that particular screen," says Guo. The VizWiz team, going back in time, does not plan to use a library of appliance and other touch panel devices, since the angle and lighting for each user will vary. However, once you have taken the first picture, it will be placed in an on-device library, so it won't be necessary to reshoot every time you wish to, like, preheat the oven or start a load of wash. Future enhancements include using OCR, optical character recognition, to verify that the information you enter is correct. And they also plan to combine OCR with crowdsourcing to enable near real-time use of dynamic displays that have not already been added to your device's library, such as if you go to a ticket kiosk at an airport where you have never traveled from before. A quote from Bingham, "It would also be a simple matter to use the scans to produce 3D templates with tactile controls." As to what these tactile controls might conceivably feel like, read on, the article says. The next part of the article is called Halos, H-A-L-O-S. And this is written in all capital letters, Halos. And this also has a Rochester connection, I'm proud to say. Currently, the best solution to operating touch interface home appliances is via those adhesive dots to mark the often used controls, or a Braille overlay, either handmade or produced by third-party providers, or by one of the very few appliance makers who offer them. Recently, a new alternative has appeared which offers tremendous potential. It is called the Home Appliance Label and Overlay System. Home Appliance Label and Overlay System, Halos. This is produced by Ann DeWitt, who is proprietor of a company called Tangible Surface Research. As an engineering grad student, DeWitt studied tactile displays, and she says, "Today we have LEDs that can change colors. Hopefully soon, we will also have materials that can shrink or expand using similar display commands to produce touchable buttons, sliders, and even graphics." It occurred to DeWitt that these same developing screen technologies could also be used to help consumers with visual impairments to operate the touch-sensitive control panels that are becoming so standard on more and more home appliances. Thinking ahead toward this possibility, DeWitt began to wonder, once we do have the ability, what will the universal tactile representation for, say, a timer clock, what would this feel like? DeWitt was familiar with Braille appliance overlays, but she rejected these as programmable tactile elements. She said, "Not everyone, especially newly blind senior citizens, can read Braille, so they cannot be considered universal design." DeWitt wanted to develop a tactile icon library that identifies tactile shapes that have meaning for the home appliance domain. She took her proposal to a website called experiment.com. This is a crowdfunding site to try to raise money for scientific research. Her project received funding and with the help of design students at the Rochester Institute of Technology, who designed some of the tactile icon shapes, and with guidance from members of the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, the ABVI, in Rochester, New York, who also supplied test volunteer subjects, she began compiling a library of proposed universal tactile icons that could be used over a variety of appliance models and manufacturers. A quote from her: the tactile start button on a microwave should be the same as the tactile start button on your dishwasher, observes DeWitt. Too much research winds up being published in a journal and then put on the back shelf, waiting for someone else to turn the theoretical into the actual. But DeWitt is an engineer, and she wanted to see tangible results from her work. So she began creating transparent silicon appliance overlays, which used shapes instead of Braille to note the various functions. If you've used an NLS, a National Library Service player, you are already familiar with several of these tactile icons. For instance, a left-pointing arrow if you want to rewind, a raised letter X for stop. Well, today, DeWitt offers custom appliance templates on her Etsy store for just $30, custom-made. Instead of raised dots, these overlays use different shapes to signify what each control does. A raised right-facing triangle shape is the start button on an oven, a microwave, a dishwasher, or whatever, while a popped kernel shape, I love this one, the shape of a popped kernel signifies, guess what, the microwave's popcorn setting. A quote next: once I get a product model name and number, I can usually find the display layout in a parts list so I can get the layout and the measurements. If it's not available, I ask customer to place a quarter against the display and for context, and then snap a photo for me to work from. This is when she's preparing custom overlays for you. Since the overlays are transparent, this is important too. She realized that if the overlays are transparent, a sight-impaired individual can use them without blocking the view for their sighted spouse, children, or another housemate. DeWitt also offers a second option if you don't wish to use a full template. Currently, she produces three different sets of foam-based stick-on tactile icons, which include halos for the most popular controls. These halo sets are priced at $5 per set, but DeWitt is also willing to consider creating custom halo packs or even creating individual custom icons with the shapes of your choice. A quote: by my most popular custom requests are for clothes washers and dryers, she says, which is why DeWitt is actively seeking feedback on just what shapes would work best for various appliance functions, such as delicate wash or air dry. There's some information for you now. The Human-Computer Interaction Institute is at Carnegie Mellon University. This would be the hcii.cmu.edu. And then we've got her Etsy shop is at www.etsy, which is etsy.com/shop/halo system. This is where you would write to her and get information about the product, perhaps customizing some. So now, earlier in the article, we mentioned some of these answering services that were used by VizWiz, and these continue to be used by other apps that you might be experimenting with. VizWiz combines automatic and human-powered services to answer visual questions for users with visual impairments. VizWiz is an iPhone app that allows blind users to receive quick answers to questions about their surroundings. A blind user will take a picture and then record a question on their mobile phone, and then they send their question to either anonymous workers, object recognition software, a Twitter, or an email contact. Once an answer is received from any of those services, it's sent back to the user's phone. Each answering service that I just mentioned provides a rather unique benefit and would be appropriate for different types of questions. We'll go through the four of them that I mentioned. Something called web workers. These were referred to earlier as Mechanical Turks. Web workers. VizWiz recruits people from the web to answer your questions. The workers may come from our pool of volunteers or from Amazon's Mechanical Turk marketplace. Now, if you use this system, the major benefits would be the quick speed of the answers and the fact that you are unlikely to know the people answering your questions. VizWiz will recruit multiple answers from different web workers to help you better gauge the reliability of the answers retrieved in this way. If you want to know more about the Mechanical Turk thing, there's a website, www.mturk.com. That's T-U-R-K, Mechanical Turk. Next, we mentioned IQ Engines. An IQ engine is an image recognition platform that can be used to identify objects in photographs. When an image is sent in, the IQ Engine's software will attempt to label the primary item in the image using computer vision techniques. If it is unable to recognize the image using computer vision, then a group of human workers completes the process. The major benefit of using object recognition software is that you will receive a result extremely quickly if only trying to identify one single object. To learn more about IQ Engines, there's a website, www.iqengines.com. If you choose to use email, your questions can also be sent to a specific contact in your email address book. Your chosen contact will receive an email directing them to a response page that allows them to answer your question. Now, the major benefit of sending an email to a friend is the ability to contact a specific person who actually knows you. And then you can also choose to get an answer from Twitter. We've heard a lot about Twitter lately. Twitter is a social networking site that allows users to broadcast 140-character messages in real time to their followers. Your followers are other Twitter users who have chosen to subscribe to your updates. When you send a question to Twitter, your followers can go to a response page that allows them to answer your question. The major benefits of using Twitter are that your followers will likely be people who know you or have some interest in your account, and that there is the potential to reach a large audience of question answerers based on how many people are actually following you. To learn more about Twitter, the website is www.twitter.com. Next, we'll step back a little bit and I'll share with you what got me started on this whole topic for the program today. It came through an email that was written to our program director. The email is from Ann DeWitt, who is the developer of those halo shapes. She says, hello, my name is Ann DeWitt, and I'm a researcher and product developer. I'm a graduate of RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology. Through research and testing in collaboration with ABVI and RIT, I have created two products that help people with low or no vision identify the controls on their home appliances. As you are probably aware, most home appliances now have flat touch surface controls, and it's difficult for people with low or no vision to operate these. Many people use bump dots or high marks, and I think that's what I've been referring to as puffy paint, high marks, to identify the position of a touch surface button. But these labels do not identify the function of that button. She says, I offer tactile stickers and tactile overlays that use a system of shapes that identify home appliance features. For example, as we mentioned, a start button is a triangle, a cancel button is an X shape. And she does have a website. It's called tangiblesurfaceresearch.com. I'll be repeating that several times during the next few minutes. Next, we have from her website, tangiblesurfaceresearch.com, all about halos, home appliance label and overlay system. Tactile stickers and custom overlays for your microwave, your stove and oven, for your dishwasher, and lots more. Introducing tactile icons, shapes that identify your home appliance features. These helpful tactile shapes can be used as individual stickers or part of a complete tactile appliance overlay. Perfect for people with low or no vision who have appliances with those flat touch surface controls. If you want to identify the stop button on your oven, label it with a sticker in the shape of an X. Want to use more features on your microwave? Apply a custom tactile overlay. Then she says we offer two products, tactile icon stickers and custom tactile overlays. The first, tactile icon stickers. These stickers are shaped to identify the function of a button on your microwave oven, your stove and oven, your dishwasher, your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, any appliance. For example, the start icon is a triangle shape. The stop and cancel is an X shape. Defrost is a water droplet shape. And power level is a stair step shape. Shapes have been tested by blind and visually impaired evaluators to make sure that they convey the appropriate meaning of the button. The tactile stickers are packaged by appliance type and come in a variety of colors to either contrast or blend with the control panel color. Listed below are the packages and the tactile icon stickers in each package. She offers packages. These are $5 a set, plus the cost of shipping. She'll offer you an oven package, which has a start, stop or cancel, bake, broil, timer, clock, increase or decrease. She also offers a microwave package, which has the ones that I just mentioned, along with add time or power level, and that popcorn tactile sticker. There's one also dishwasher package that has a lot of specialized tactile stickers. A washer package, start, stop, heavy, normal, light loads, temperature, rinse, spin speed, soil level. A dryer package, start and stop, heavy, normal, light load, temperature, dry time, heat level, air dry. And then there can be custom packages that you'll have to ask her about a price. They will come with up to 10 items that you can label. The set of tactile stickers costs $5 plus the cost of shipping. And you can send an email about this to tangiblesurfaceresearch@gmail.com. She also offers custom tactile overlays. A custom tactile overlay is a single sheet, one sheet, that covers your appliance control panels. The overlay has a thin, non-glare backing with translucent tactile icons for each appliance button. This is the overlay that you can see through. So if you're living with someone who has vision, they can also see the original buttons. Tactile overlays. You, however, can feel each button, and you can also see through the button to read the label below. These are called halos. Halos overlay package consists of a custom tactile overlay for your appliance, a text description of the overlay so that you can learn the shapes of all the buttons on your appliance. If you provide an email address, we'll also send you a digital version of the instructions. If you need a Braille translation of the instructions, please let us know, because they can do it, but it will be an extra cost for you. They also, as part of your Halos package, this would include a visual map of all the tactile icons for your appliance. The whole overlay package for your specific appliance costs $30 plus the cost of shipping. Now, if you can send an email again about the halos to tangiblesurfaceresearch@gmail.com, if you include the appliance make and model number, she will respond to your email with an electronic invoice and instructions for how you can buy one of these $30 custom tactile overlay kits for your particular appliance. If you have comments or questions about halos, you can contact them again at the tangiblesurfaceresearch.com, or they have a Facebook page. And I think the best way to find that, if you use Facebook, is to simply Google halos, H-A-L-O-S, and you'll be able to find their Facebook page and make all kinds of comments and get answers pretty quickly. Next, we have some background information about these overlays. And once again, a reminder, the term HALOS stands for Home Appliance Label and Overlay System. The concept was created from a crowdfunded experiment to test tactile appliance overlays for people who are visually impaired. They discovered that there is a need to standardize tactile cues and provide helpful overlays for people to identify all the functions on their home appliances. As part of the experiment, we developed a set of tactile icons. These icons have been further developed with the incredible support of the following people. And she gives credit to three visually impaired advisors from the Rochester area, Kay, Kirsten, and Lisa. She also gives credit to Deborah Beardsley, who is professor in the School of Design at the Rochester Institute of Technology, and to the RIT students in Professor Beardsley's 2015 Information Design class. And also credit to Emma Eccles, an RIT graphic design student who worked on this as part of an independent study project. This crowdfunded experiment was hosted by the website called experiment.com, and you can learn more about the experiment at the website experiment.com/tangible. Now we come to the fun part. We have here, and I will explain to you, the Tactile Icon Gallery. This has some amazingly ingenious tactile icons. As we mentioned, the start icon is pretty basic. It's an arrow that's facing to the right. You push it and the machine starts. There's a cancel button, which, as we described earlier, is a big X. Then there's one for that light that you have over the stove. You know, you want to turn the light on. This is shaped like a small bar. Again, it's a tactile sticker shaped like a bar with a little half circle on the bottom of it, like a light coming out of the top of your oven. You push that and the light turns on. You have a vent on your oven or somewhere else in your kitchen. The vent is identified by a fan blade. There's three little lumps, almost like a three-leaf clover, that would remind you that this is the icon or the button to push for turning on the fan. Then there's the clock. This is like a round disc with a V-shaped chunk out of it. Sort of looks like the old Pac-Man icon. This represents a clock. Then we come to probably my favorite, the boomerang. The boomerang shape. What on earth would that respond to you or represent to you? The boomerang is for your microwave, and it's the reheat setting. A boomerang will come right back. You reheat it. Then there's a defrost icon, which is a droplet of water. And I like the broil and the bake icons as well. We'll start with the broil one. This is the bar across the top with five bumpy, like teeth-like things coming out of the bottom, which represents the flames coming out of the bottom part of the broiler to broil in your oven. The bar with the teeth coming down. The bake has two bars separated, and the teeth are coming down from the top bar and they're coming up from the bottom bar, which means they're baking. Heat from the top and the bottom. Heat from all around. There's also some specialized icons for convection oven. There's the power level that we mentioned earlier, which is like a stair step. And then there's the button, the icon for favorite, which is a heart. There's an icon for baked goods, which is like a slice of bread with a bubbly top. There's an icon if you want to cook chicken in your microwave. It's a drumstick or a chicken wing. There's an icon for a hot dog, which I like. Picture a hot dog in a bun. Okay, that's your icon. It's a sort of a rectangle in the middle with two little bumps coming out of the end. This would represent a hot dog if you wanted to cook a hot dog in your microwave. So as the program ends today, I keep going back to thinking about that boomerang. So here's a quote. A hug is like a boomerang. It comes back to you right away. This was said by William Aloysius Keene, who's better known as Bill Keene, Bill with B-I-L, one L. You might know him as the American cartoonist who did the newspaper comic called The Family Circus. He started this in 1960, and it continues to this day in syndication, drawn by his son, Jeff Keene. Bill Keene, with one L, was born in 1922 in Philadelphia, died in 2011 in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.